This is KUTX 98.9. I'm Lori Gallardo in Studio 1A. I love hanging out here, and I'm thrilled to be hosting a performance by today's guests. They have a new EP coming out called Afterglow. Please welcome to Studio 1A, The Wild Now. The Wild Now in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9. Don't mind me, I was just grooving. I'm sitting down, but I'm still dancing. We just heard Tongue Tied. The new EP is titled Afterglow, and that is out Friday. And on Friday night, they've got the release show at 310 at ACL Live. Doors open at 10. The show starts at 10:30. You can get tickets and more information at 310austin.com. I am so happy to have The Wild Now in Studio 1A. It features the talents of Taylor Baker on vocals, one of the hardest working dudes I know in music, Drew Walker, doing triple duty guitar, keys, and trumpets. Stop it, Drew. Errol Siegel on guitar, Greg Clifford on drums. Hey, Greg. Got to say hi to the drummer, it's tradition. And of course, Mr. Chase Goldman on bass and synth as well. Welcome to Studio 1A. Thank you for playing today.
Thanks for having us.
I'm all excited. I'm geeking out. You know, I do that openly. I have no shame.
Me too.
But I was looking back at the story of how you and Drew met. And again, I'm like, a local native show during South by Southwest. It was 2013, right?
Yep.
And I think I ask this of a lot of people. What do you think? What do you think is a power that puts together a creative relationship or a creative collaboration? I've gotten so many different answers, but what is it that attracts artists to each other? Is it like minds, or is it differences? How do you think makes that richer?
I think it's a healthy combination of both.
Mm.
So we kind of fit like a puzzle piece.
Yeah.
We think differently and we think the same.
Yeah. Which, you know, this doesn't make sense on paper, but it does make sense.
Yeah, it's magic. Mm.
And yeah, and I did want to ask about the new EP, Afterglow. Now, it may be like an obvious question, but I'm like, which direction are you going toward now? Because I can look back and say, well, this to me was like Taylor in the Wild Now, and this sounded like XYZ. Where do you think you're headed now with Afterglow? It's like,
Yeah, we try not to label ourselves too much, but rather just move in the direction that we're feeling. I think it's definitely becoming a little bit more electronic, but we still rock it. We still have the guitars, obviously.
Yeah. You can't live without the guitars.
Never.
You know, like I said, that's a geeky question, but I think the reason I ask is because, yeah, you... And I think I knew kind of from the beginning, you all were like, we're not going to title ourselves or put one thing on it.
Mm-hmm.
And even with the earlier work, it was still going in all of these, you know, directions. You know, it was cohesive, but mm-hmm. it was like, oh, this way and that way. So I'm excited about Afterglow. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Why don't you give me another track?
All right, this is Run For Your Life.
We're floating now.
in Studio 1A. That's Run for Your Life. I'm digging that one, lady.
Thank you.
Digging it.
It's fun to play.
It's got the grooves. The name of the new EP is Afterglow. It is out this Friday. And remember, you got to hang with the band for the release show Friday night at 3:10 at ACL Live. Again, doors at 10, the show at 10:30. Get your tickets at 310austin.com. Get the new EP. And I want to say thank you to Chase and Greg and Errol, Drew and Taylor. Thank you for playing in Studio 1A this afternoon. I love having you. Oh, absolutely. And please come back. Keep returning. Because like I said, this is really cool. I can't wait to hear the entire EP. Congratulations again.
Thanks, Lori.
Absolutely. And also, more thank yous are in order for the KUTX multimedia crew. It's because of them you get to see a lot of these exclusive performances on our website, kutx.org. And of course, thanks to our engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. It's because of them everything sounds divine in Studio 1A. I'm Lori Gallardo. This is KUTX 98.9.